right, let's dive right in. You know, it's remarkable how much the media landscape has changed in, well, just the last decade. Feels like we went from newspapers and evening broadcasts to everyone getting their news from their phones overnight. But it's not just about where we get the news, right? It's about how it's delivered, interpreted, and consumed. It's a whirlwind.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, think about it. 10 years ago, we were still getting used to, what, live tweeting events. Now we've got complex algorithms that personalize news feeds for every individual. And let's be honest, it's not always a good thing.
Right. Those algorithms, they're powerful, but they raise so many questions about bias, control, and even accessibility. And with where we're headed in 2025, it feels like we're standing at another one of those pivotal moments for journalism, doesn't it? Like we're about to see some major shifts again.
Exactly. And figuring out what those shifts might look like is so crucial, both for journalists trying to adapt and for us, the audience, trying to keep up with it all. And it's not just about AI taking over. It's about how everything, AI, social media, global dialogue, it's all connecting and influencing how we engage with information.
And that's kind of what today's episode is all about. After all, forecasting the future of news. What's coming in 2025? How do things like artificial intelligence, social media dominance, or global connectivity play into the equation? And most importantly,
how do news producers and consumers keep their heads above water?
Exactly. It's a big question. But before we dive into all of that, we've got to understand what 2023 looks like, where we are right now, because let's face it, you can't predict the future without knowing the present. So as we look at 2023, one thing that really stands out is just how much social media has redefined how we consume news. Platforms like TikTok and Twitter have become, for many younger audiences, their primary source of news. It's fast, it's bite-sized, but it raises questions. How reliable is this kind of news consumption, and what does it mean for the broader media landscape?
Not at all. And that's what's so tricky about it, right? People trust these platforms in a way they probably shouldn't. Like you've got stories trending on TikTok that aren't even fact-checked, but they go viral. And suddenly they're news. It's a little scary sometimes.
Scary, yes. And it kind of forces us to rethink how we define news, doesn't it? Like, if something goes viral, does that automatically make it newsworthy? It's this weird territory where the lines between journalism and just content creation are blurring more and more.
Exactly. And that's where AI tools come in too. You got automated reporting systems spitting out articles in seconds, and even AI fact-checking tools trying to combat those false narratives. But it feels like we're playing catch up half the time.
Oh, completely. I mean, the AI advancements are incredible, but they do come with their own set of challenges. Like, take automated reporting. Sure, it makes things faster, but does it sacrifice nuance, context, that human touch? And let's not even get started on the ethical dilemmas it creates.
It's a lot to unpack, especially since misinformation is such a huge issue already. Like worldwide, there are so many efforts going into trying to fight fake news, but it's like a game of whack-a-mole. For every fake story that gets debunked, another pops up somewhere else.
That's true. And the stakes are so much higher now because misinformation doesn't just, damage individual reputations or institutions anymore. It impacts entire democracies, creates conflicts. It's serious business.
Yeah, and it's not just about stopping fake news, it's about teaching people how to spot it. Media literacy is more important than ever. If we can't teach people how to navigate this landscape, I think we're just going to see these problems escalate.
Right. It's like the tools are there. AI, global collaboration, education. But it's an uphill battle, isn't it? Social media, AI, misinformation. They're all so interconnected that addressing one issue means tackling the whole ecosystem. So, as we think about these challenges heading into 2025, it's clear that developments in artificial intelligence are going to play an even bigger role in shaping the landscape of journalism. It's everywhere and evolving fast. So let's dive into what that means for the future.
For good reason, too. I mean, AI has the potential to completely transform how news is delivered to us. Think about hyper-personalized news. Instead of scrolling through dozens of articles, you'd only see the stories tailored just for you based on your interests, your habits, everything.
Yeah, but there's a catch, isn't there? I mean, AI can be incredibly efficient, but it raises big questions about privacy, like how much of our data will these systems be collecting, and who's overseeing that? There isn't exactly a clear ethical framework in place yet.
Exactly. And that's the problem, right? On one hand, it's amazing to have personalized news. On the other, there's the risk of feeding into echo chambers. If all you're seeing is news tailored to your mindset, are you missing out on perspectives you need to hear?
Totally. And that ties into citizen journalism, too. I mean, we've already seen countless stories break first on social media or uploaded by just, everyday people with a smartphone. Moving into 2025, I think that's going to be even bigger, maybe bigger than anyone expects.
For sure. Remember the floods in Jakarta? Those early reports didn't come from journalists, but from citizens on the ground posting videos and updates online. It's shifting the whole landscape of how news starts and spreads.
Exactly. And that's both inspiring and a little concerning. There's this need for validation and accuracy when the first reports of an event come from, well, non-professionals. It's changing the role of journalists from just storytellers to more like verifiers, too.
Yeah, but it also opens up opportunities for collaboration, doesn't it? Like journalists working hand in hand with citizen reporters to provide a fuller, more nuanced picture of events. It's exciting to think about the possibilities there.
Oh, definitely. And speaking of exciting possibilities, let's talk about audience engagement innovations. There's been this buzz around immersive storytelling tools like virtual reality and augmented reality. Can you imagine putting on a headset and experiencing a breaking news event as if you're actually there?
It's wild, isn't it? Some news outlets are already experimenting with this, like putting you in the middle of a protest or letting you explore the aftermath of a natural disaster. It's not just reading or watching anymore. It's feeling like you're part of the story.
It's revolutionary, but like with everything else, there's also a question of ethics. How do you balance creating an immersive experience with respecting the gravity of a situation? It's powerful, but it's also sensitive territory.
Exactly. There's so much potential here for greater understanding, empathy even, but it's a delicate line to walk. Still, though, it's clear that these kinds of innovations are going to play a huge role in how news evolves over the next few years.
Absolutely. And on that note, I think it's safe to say that journalism in 2025 is going to be, well, a mix of challenges and opportunities. It's up to all of us, journalists, citizens, technologists, to navigate this together and keep pushing for a future where facts and integrity still matter most.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And with that, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. AI, citizen journalism, immersive storytelling. There's so much to think about.
There really is. So, to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. And remember, the future of news is in all our hands. Stay informed, stay critical, and we'll see you next time, News, with Mr. and Mrs. News.
Bye for now.